This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right, P-O-D-D-Y.
Women and men, boys and girls, welcome back. It's the Trim Healthy Podcast with Serene, Pearl, Danny, Getty's on the couch, John's on the computer pushing record, and Les is behind us doing her Leslie thing, which is what?
Troll.
Let's hear the bell. Come on, that was your cue. Leslie rings the bell when we've traveled on into absurdity and mindless rabbit trails. She bells us. She dings us to get us back on point, Les, one more time. And that's how we know that it's time to focus. And we're so glad that you have focused on this podcast. And I'm going to keep talking until one of the girls interrupts me.
Did you miss out somebody?
Oh my gosh, baby Solace, as if.
Yes.
As if. What am I, a monster?
She's,
you know what it is?
Tweemies.
She's under the Treamy tent.
Yes, she is.
She's getting the Nook, which we learned on the Unshow that's coming up, or
no,
maybe
that
has
was
already
actually
played.
One of the pot. Oh, yeah, it was the Unshow.
Yeah,
you
the
guys,
Unshow. Man, it was, guys, we've got the most fire Unshow you've never known you needed to hear.
But just know when you go to listen to the Unshow, just prepare your brain that if you're offended, don't listen to it anymore.
Yeah, because we can be offensive.
Yeah, it just may not be for you.
It's our dark side, which is like.
Look at two conservative pastors, kids. What's up with my voice?
Well, you've been talking and speaking so much and really influencing women internationally and changing the world.
I don't even have a cold, but it started to go.
Well, there's somebody on the hilltop who lost their voice the other night, just out of blue.
I like it when I lose my voice a little.
Do you?
I feel a little more masculine. Hey guys, go ahead. Boys, I need you to clean up the yard. And they're like, dude, dad is in charge.
Yeah, but Pearl sounds like she smoked for 10 years.
Or I feel more knowledgeable. You know, it's like I've always said. You know, like you know, the guys in the movies always talk low and a little
raspy. They don't want to hear this conversation. They want some meat.
You want meat? I got a little something. I got a little bit of steak in the oven. Yeah.
You cook your steak in the oven?
Well, I was just, no. Okay. A little bit of what?
Shrimp on the Barbie, please.
Yeah, but this is a bit better than shrimp. I don't even like shrimp. Shrimp, it's cockroaches of the sea.
Cheesecake on the stovetop.
Oh, mate.
Pot roast in the crock pot.
Pot roast in the crock pot. Yeah.
Peas in the pot.
I was just doing a little Bible time, you know, over my nice coffee, Guatemala coffee. So grassy.
Is that for sale yet?
Soon to be. I just got some of the green beans from, you know, my hubby, because he does sourcing, you know.
Oh, okay. And then you roasted them yourself?
Yeah, I roasted myself, mate. I think I'll
always
do that.
We are going to be selling green beans,
I'm always just going to buy the green beans. I have a little eye roaster. It's called iRoast.
You know, you can roast the green beans in the popcorn maker.
Yes, you can.
They turn out really well.
Amazing.
And people buy these big stainless steel
We have
train
one of those, too.
Things.
And I hate the coffee that comes out of it.
Really?
Yeah. We have one of those real big, there's drum rollers and all that.
Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, Leslie's about to bell me. So yeah. I was just having a bit of a coffee and a bit of a read. I love a coffee and a read together.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I was just reading those. This is Psalm 107, verse 10. Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death. And let me just pause there. I'm going to go on. But the shadow of death doesn't have to mean you're dying, is what I felt when I read it. It could be. But I think the shadow of death can be the fact that we just don't have the life all shining on us. You know, we're just in the shadow of the wrong kind of tree, right? You know, just darkness. Many people are in that. So verse the end of that verse, bound in affliction and irons. And then I'm just going to skip a little bit, go down to 13. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces. Now, we've heard all the worship songs these days. You know, he's a chain breaker and everything. But it's not just a little song, a little ditty to sing. He is the chain breaker. He breaks the chains in pieces. You know, and I just want to give a little shout out to good old Dad. We've kind of like, you know, made some nice fun of him, just of, you know,
our dad, who's a pastor.
Good old dad. But he brings the word, man. And this Sunday, he just got up at the end of, we just have an open sharing, a lot of people get up, and he just got up at the end and he's talked about the fact is that there's two trees. Like there was in the Garden of Eden, there are still two trees. And what are we going to eat of? There is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And it's not just the knowledge of evil, it's the knowledge of good.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes knowledge, a lot of knowledge, and a lot of good things isn't always what frees us. Sometimes it can bring chains. You know, something, maybe what's sometimes what sounds good isn't even good anyway,
right?
It just sounds good.
Yeah.
And but there is a tree of life, and it's the tree of life that sets us free and it takes our chains away. And I was just thinking about how so many people, we sit in chains. I have sat in chains before. I've been in so much bondage because I've put other people's things that may be good for them on me. And thought to myself, well, this is what I have to do, because it was maybe something I studied and some knowledge that I had, knowledge of some good things. But to me, it was the shadow of darkness. You know, it wasn't life. So, you know, we had a potty a few weeks back. I don't know exactly when it was put out, but it was talking about, what did we name it? I don't know, but we're talking about how waiting on the Lord to exchange, to renew your strength. But the word renew in Hebrew actually means to exchange. So we exchange our weak strength. The best of our strength is nothing, right?
Yeah.
And we come to the end of it and we exchange that. He gives us his strength, which is just everlasting and supernatural. And and on that potty, I was talking about how we can get online, you know, instead of waiting on the Lord, we wait on Google.
Yeah.
We wait on this knowledge and we come full of good, maybe even good knowledge, but it's not the answer for us at that season in our life. So we have to go to the tree of life, which is God, which is listening and waiting on him and reading the word and getting of that truth. Because it's just like with my son Remy, you know, he's doing incredible. He's an amazing child. It's a few little things that I'm working on him with, you know, and it just came to my understanding the other day how, you know, sometimes when there's a little bit of delayed speech or maybe some mental just some things, maybe even some behavioral issues,
right,
that you can take him off of gluten and take them off of casein, which he's already doesn't even touch any store-bought grain or anything. It's all like ancient grains or whatever. But I thought to myself, do I really want to do that? Is it right for me? It may be right for so many other people and help them amazingly. It might be the tree of life for them because they've heard of it. Like it's God's path for them. But I was asking Pearl, I was asking my husband, I'm like, what should I really do this? And I was asking the Lord above all, should I really do it? And I really felt like for me at this time, it was not going to be the tree of life for me. And it was just going to be chains for me. Because if you knew my story with Remy, for this whole time, and he's four, I've had to basically muley all his food and give it to him by spoon. And he couldn't eat what the other family ate because he had kind of structural issues in his mouth and swallowing issues. And my biggest prayer was like, God, just let him be able to sit down at the family meal table and eat what we eat. And miracle upon miracles, he is just eating steak, anything. He just downs and he just like peanut butter sandwiches on my homemade bread, anything.
Oh, yeah. He just eats, there and eats anything.
And for me to take him out of that when he finally feels like he's the man and he can do it.
That's the miracle you asked for, and
you've received
it.
I've received it. And now to go and do good.
Right.
Taking him off of casein and gluten may be a great thing.
But he'd have to have a separate meal again.
Right, but it's not necessarily the tree of life for him in this season at all. So I feel like, are you under the shadow, what it says here? There's those that sit in darkness. Are you sitting in darkness? Are you worn out? Is the lamp gone out in your life because you're sitting on a bunch of chains that don't belong to you? Things that may be liberating to other people, but that are not for you. Are you just doing it because it's a trend? Are you just doing it to keep up with your Joneses? Are you just doing it because Google said to do it? Are you just doing it because you feel like it's a more perfectionistic way? Find out from the tree of life. Don't just go to the tree of the knowledge of the good and evil, because there's a lot of good out there that's not necessarily good for you. And like the whole Trim Healthy Mama journey with food is we've aimed to bring you food freedom.
Yeah.
We want to bring you freedom in other areas, not just food. In areas, are there things that you're doing that are just chains upon you? Maybe they're not God for you.
Yeah.
So my encouragement to you, and it's just a little bit of meat, and Pearl and Danny, you may have something to add, is just because it's a good thing and just because it's knowledge.
Yeah.
Like Pearl, you're studying this MTHFR thing and you're getting all this knowledge, but you realize the more you study that there's certain ways that may be good to treat some people, but they're disastrous for other
people.
And a little bit of knowledge too is dangerous.
Yeah.
So we have to go to the tree of life and find out the knowledge of life, not just the knowledge of good. Because it may not be good for you.
And it's so true, Serena. And in this whole big study that I've continued to do, again, it's almost like I'm studying nutrition from the beginning, because I'm going to all these different doctors who have different opinions on how to treat MTHFR For those of you who don't know what that is, it's the little genetic anomalies. What's the word? Genetic things that are different.
In a gene, yeah.
Yeah, and that we all have, and they can affect our methylation. But and so because of that, I'm
do we all have them, or it's just certain people?
Well, we all have them, and but they manifest in different ways. Yeah. So some of us have them in a normal way, and some of us have them in
right.
what they call a mutated way. But it's not really a mutation. It's just a different expression. And so all these doctors are talking about different ways to treat. Well, they all have their own way about nutrition too. Okay, so some doctors say a plant food only diet's the only way to deal with the best, you know, methylation. Others are like choline is the best, so you need eggs, because they're full of choline. And others are like, you know what? When you do keto, you know, you're not going to have the inflammation from the grains and the carbs. And then others are like intermittent fasting because it pulls down your inflammation and all this. And I, honestly, it's like I've almost gone back to the very beginning where it's like I'm looking at all the things and which one is right. Even though I've come to my own freedom, I'm hearing all these voices again in my head telling me completely different things. And I read them. And
it's not like you want to change for you, but those who you're helping with mutation, right?
No, but to be honest, Serena, I think, oh my goodness, that makes so much sense because yes. they do the little study to back it up. And, you know, I read something about intermittent fasting the other day and I'm like, oh my goodness, that really makes sense. And then I'll read someone else. I'm like, oh my goodness, that really makes sense. And then I'm like, Pearl, wow, you're wrapping yourself up in chains again, aren't you? Because I can feel the anxiety of it
and
all.
And you don't know which chain to choose.
You don't know which chain to choose. So in the end, all we have to go by. In the end, I was like, God, what do I do here? I feel like I'm back 10 years ago. And he's like, well, what did I teach you 10 years ago?
Yeah.
My word is truth.
Yeah.
You know, and in the Bible, I have it, all the food groups are there. And like you said, Serene, some things are life for other people. They're not life for us.
Right, because I don't want to down anyone else.
I don't
want
their
child off of gluten dairy. It must be wonderful for them.
And, you know, I do have friends that they do a form of intermittent fasting, whatever, and maybe it's life for them. But it's not going to be life for me. I'm doing great as I am.
Right.
And why change that just because someone says and shows me studies and does all that when that would be striving for me.
Right, right, exactly.
Why not eat meals if I can eat them? Why not keep my metabolism humming?
But do you see the point that you brought out, which was so clear the way you brought it out, Pearl? It was awesome how you're like, you're studying and, ooh, this makes sense.
Mm.
And then the other, oh my goodness, this makes sense. Human reasoning is dangerous.
Mm.
It actually is because there's so much out there that makes sense. And the Bible says there is a way that seems right unto man. Under our human reasoning. But in the end, it leads to destruction.
That's so how we got ourselves in a pickle,
right,
Serene.
Because we read and we read and we read and we got so much knowledge. But we don't want to pluck the fruit from the tree of good knowledge, the knowledge of good. Mm. We have to pluck from the tree of life. We have to go to God and say, you created me. You're the blueprint writer. For me, directly for me or for this child that I'm asking you about, God, yeah. I need the tree of life. Because guess what? The tree of knowledge is telling me a bunch of conflicting stuff and it all sounds good. And my reasoning faculties are not what really finds life. I only find life through your spirit, God.
Serena, yeah. So true because I got even,
goosebumps, man.
I'm telling you, I even... You know, we were vegans for years. You were a raw foodist, right?
Yeah.
We abandoned it all because it got us in a bad place. And then we realized God said, hey, I gave you. These are the meats you shall eat. And we abandoned it all. Well, since I've been doing this study again, all this like, oh no, plant food only. I mean, it's like I'm listening to it all again. Do you know what?
Then you could go to Gundry.
Yeah.
And the tree of good knowledge there tells you that plants are out to kill you.
I know. I honestly
especially
had,
tomatoes.
I had to,
yes.
It was filling my mind with all this garbage again of what is even good. I mean, they got the studies. Yes, plants are good, but I had to go back to the Bible and I'm like, honestly, I had to renew my mind in
yes.
His word because my mind was getting washed with the good that man say, with man's knowledge. Now, of course, there's good things in plant foods. Of course, I call myself a meat-eating vegan. I eat so many plant foods.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to shun that fantastic salmon. I'm not going to shun that fantastic lamb. I'm not going to shun the eggs and all those things just because some guru stands out there and says, look at all these studies.
Yeah, and if a lot of the studies are evolutionary based too, like a lot of their research, and I'm like, well, the Earth is not a million years old, thank you very much, you know.
Unless you believe in the old Earth and then the new Earth. But whatever, we haven't been
around. The deal is there is a creator and he created the plants, right?
Yes.
He created and he said in Deuteronomy, I give you all this. And he talked about the food groups and they were all, it was so poetic the way he said, I give you the, you know, the harvest of the field, the blood of the grape, the fat of the ram, the milk of the goat. You know, just it went through all the, and it says, I give them to you as gifts. Now, you know, it's a fallen world. There may be allergies. I'm not telling anyone to go eat an egg if they have an allergy to it. But if you are thriving already,
yeah,
don't be sidetracked by the knowledge of good.
Hey, you're listening to The Party with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
This is The Party with Serene
and Pearl.
Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. What was Dad bringing out? There was a story about, was it King Saul, Pearl? And, and it was this, the prophet Samuel, right? And Saul was told to get rid of all of the livestock and everything.
Yeah.
Because God said, get rid of it all.
Yeah.
And then Samuel comes and says, what is this bleating that I hear? Yeah. What is this bleating I hear in my ears? And King Saul says, have I got the right name?
I don't know. Yeah. I can't remember because I think I went to the bathroom at that time.
Okay. He says, well, I saved the best.
Yeah.
For God, I'm going to sacrifice them to God. And Samuel's like, but you were told explicitly to kill it all.
Yeah.
And he's like, but I saved the best. Our human reasoning, what we think is good is not necessarily what God thinks is good. We have to go to him.
Mm.
We have to go to him. True. And I was so glad. You know, Pearl, you found the rest when you went to God. And I found the rest this past week when I went to God and just really got a sense of relief that I don't need to put Remy on that right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's I'm already receiving such incredible miracles. There's so much progress there. And I don't need to take over with a bunch of heavy chains right now. Yeah.
So we start Googling because usually something's up in our body. We're not happy with our weight. We have a pain somewhere, et cetera. Like nobody just Googled. Nobody's doing fantastic with
I started
problems.
Googling this whole MTHFR because my daughter, Meadow, had two miscarriages. So we were trying to figure out what was wrong, you know, that once you've had two close back to back. So then we got testing and she found she had that MTHFR double copy.
Okay.
And which can cause miscarriages. So that, there was a reason, Danny, it was because of that. And then I got myself tested and I found I have a double copy too, which I didn't even know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So with our own bodies, though, if there's issues, is it safe to say that we can listen to our bodies? You know, did they?
No, not always, I reckon. When I listen to my body, I start being a freaking anxious wreck.
Sometimes I have to turn off listening to my body because it would tell me this, that, and I have to say, shut up and heal.
Shut up and heal. Hey, that's a good.
But sometimes there's little things that we can, you know.
Like instead of what if you could on your bumper sticker, shut up and heal.
I think it's okay to listen to your body for warnings and listen to your body when you receive it with like, okay, this is giving me direction.
Something I can do.
But whenever it's a spirit of fear, you shut it up.
Yeah. Well.
What do you think, Pearl?
Well, yeah.
What do you think about food journaling? Do you think that's excessive or is that a smart thing to do to figure out?
Depends.
Things?
It's life for someone and death for someone else, Danny.
For me, it would be death because of what I've come out of.
Yeah.
I have come out of years of being obsessive with food.
Yeah.
And so to me, to go back into that would be walking back into the shadow of darkness. It would be chains that God has broken off of my life.
But let's say someone is coming from a standard American diet or just needs to look at what they're eating because they don't know and they're grazing. They're putting a whole bunch of stuff in their mouth and to write some things down and say, look, that's what I ate. I can see where.
See, this is interesting.
You know,
because,
I can see where I could probably tweak that.
Well,
okay.
To Serene's original point.
That's life.
That's death for her. Food journaling was life for me.
Yeah.
I was coming off of a standard American diet. I never obsessed about food.
Yeah, right.
I needed to start thinking about food for the first time
ever.
Like
when I ate that cucumber, I actually felt a refreshing and I felt blah, blah, blah. And when I ate that donut, I felt like junk. I felt awful.
Yeah, there were certain things that I would, you know, really extreme symptoms where the fact that I had written down the day before, because you never, you know, I would I'll know what I ate every day this week. No, you forget. I forget somehow magically. I forget like within a couple hours. And so, you know, I found that writing down, I could go back and go, oh man, every time I eat this, this is what happens.
Yeah, right.
And I could eliminate certain things. And in fact, what it did for me was anytime I ate stuff that comes out of the earth, I was always fine.
Right.
You know, it was anytime I tore a package open or, you know, ate only a gallon of blueberries. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, right, right.
Because some of these food journals will have quantities and stuff like that.
Right, yeah.
And so, but I see what you're saying. Like, the very thing that helped me for somebody who is very much obsessing about their food, and okay, you're going on 2 decades now of just losing your mind over your body and your food. And, you know,
it's certain foods too, certain things like, you know, let's look at coffee, let's look at dairy. Like, for some people, they're like, let's go on a 90-day cleanse, no coffee, right? And so they'll get all their friends. We're no coffee. We're doing only green tea, blah, blah, blah. Whereas coffee could be so fantastic for some of them because, hey, it helps.
Actually, it helps the part that makes fill them, go them up.
It gives them antioxidants. It settles them. That, you know, studies show if you drink a third of your coffee before a meal, you'll eat less, all those things, right? But for a small amount, going off that coffee is going to be actual life for them because maybe the coffee turns on their cortisol and maybe their body just doesn't sit well with it. But you see, it could be life for a couple people and useless chains for like a couple hundred others.
I kind of know when I'm pregnant when coffee starts thumping through my body and beating me up like some psycho inside, punching every cell in my body. Yeah. I'm like, oh, I must be pregnant because I can't take coffee anymore. Right. And so coffee during that season is just a no-go. It's the shadow of darkness. I feel awful. I feel agitated. But in other seasons of my life, it's just fantastic. I love it. I thrive on it.
And it's the same with dairy too. For some people, they just, first of all, they might overdo it. It might be just too many dense calories, right? Or they might have sensitivities and it might be inflammatory in their bodies for some people. And so they're like, okay, no dairy for me. So they go on, all people come to these diets like paleo and whatever when they don't have dairy. When that's a useless chain for them, but for some people it's life. So don't take a useless chain and wrap it around you just because for your friend it's life.
And just because it comes from the knowledge of good. Because knowledge of good, like I said, and it's the point I want to drive home, is not always good.
Mm.
The tree of life is what you want, not just the knowledge of good. Because knowledge of good is what made me a raw food freaking psychopath for years. And I had teeth crumbling out of my mouth and root canal after root canal because I was nursing and pregnant on nothing but plant raw food. But it was the tree of knowledge that sent me there, Pearl, because that's all I did since a little girl was study nutrition. And then all the gurus at the time were just pointing you right down that trail of, you know, plant and this. And they had the studies, man, to back it up.
Yeah, isn't
it's not the tree of life.
Could Beelzebugle be the tree of knowledge of good and evil itself?
It is, right?
Like, think about it. All of the knowledge of all human history.
I know, it's right there online.
We have in one volume, and it's accessible to every human in Uganda, to Nairobi, to Asia.
Well, I think it's both. I think it's the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and it's the tree of life, because there's sometimes where I just feel like I have this check in my spirit that says, if you go to Google right now, you're going to miss the truth.
Mm.
And then it's like, I just feel like God's saying, seek me first. And I go to the scriptures and I get my answer. There's other times I feel like, no, you need to go and search this out.
Well, you can search out the scriptures even online.
Oh, totally.
So it's not
exactly
an evil. No. Even though we joke and we say, Beelzebugle, you know, like Google's the devil.
No.
I mean, it's a tool.
I used that Beelzebugle when I was writing this book right now with Pearl, I'm That Girl, for scripture references. Yeah. And Google got me the scripture references.
But I mean, there's an article on one page that quintessentially 100% absolutely proves that carrots will kill you within the night.
Right.
And then on page 2,
I know,
there
Danny,
is
it's
all
so true.
Of the studies and all of the facts that carrots will heal cancer.
Yep.
It will drive it out of your body tonight.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying is like, It's got it all there, which is a problem in and of itself.
Hey, you're listening to The Potty with Serene and Pearl, and I'm Pearl, and who are you?
Serene.
This is The Potty with Serene and Pearl. Get it right. It's P-O-D-D-Y. Well, my husband has never felt so great in his life because I make spooze for him, right? And has
a lot
of lemons.
Video coming soon.
Spooze. Superfood juice, you
remember?
Helped me coin that term, Dennis.
I'm being a good podcast host and asking questions for the new listeners.
Okay, so anyway, spooze has changed his life. He's been to doctors and naturopaths to help lower his blood sugar. It's kind of like a genetic thing, and I rebuke that because I don't want to like speak it over him. I'm getting all super spiritual, but I don't want to speak it over him, just being honest.
Yeah, speak to
but
the
anyway,
waters.
Speaking to the waters. But he is doing so fantastic on the spooze. It so just lowers his blood sugar.
Hey,
he
has
feels
he
amazing.
Any of the heartburns?
No. He used to get all this rib pain and be, you know, have to do the coffee, and it's nothing. He feels fantastic.
I got to know what spooze is again.
You're the what?
I do actually for me now.
Okay, it's super spice juice. It's got all the super spices in the world, and it's got
videos coming soon.
Yeah,
we're waiting for our manufacturing kitchen to be done to do the
video.
So
you can't tell me here now on the podcast.
It just takes too long, but I want to say this. I've got to get to my point. My sister Vange came over and tasted it. It was like this elixir of life. It's crimson colored.
But
it's
amazing.
But
don't tell us what it is.
No.
Yeah, just
anyway,
sell it,
like,
but don't.
Give me the recipe. I'm going to live on it just like Sam. Sam has like almost a gallon a day or half a gallon. He just lives on it.
Yeah.
Okay, so she lived on it for a week and almost landed in hospital.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Well, she realized that she actually is one of the few people in the world that can't have lemon juice. It has natural, fresh, squeezed lemon juice in it, which in most of the world, it's a health tonic. Totally rejuvenates your system, and it's amazing. But she's one
liver.
Of the – she has the pylori, whatever. And I don't want to speak that over her or whatever. H. pylori or whatever.
But that is so Campbell daughter to go all in on something
and
go to the hospital
in, right?
At the end.
No, she didn't have to go to the hospital, but she got in so much pain, she was almost thinking about it. The point – don't worry about spooze. She just kind of has this deal where her stomach just kind of blows up. Mm. It's with a certain bacteria, and lemon can exasperate that.
Oh.
So it was chains for her.
Yeah.
It wasn't good for her, but it was fantastic for my husband. So let's not just get all caught up with just knowledge.
Yeah.
We need to go to the tree of life and find out what's for us. But you know what? We need God for that. Yes.
Yeah. Leslie Fox, you have a question. Co-producer Leslie comes to the mind.
I think
she's like getting
time?
You up. She's like kicking
happened,
Danny
she
out.
She reckons you're done and now you're going over and over and over it. And
just,
I'm going to get up and I'm going to give
but
a... No, we're done.
No, but
done.
Just don't breathe so heavy on my microphone because I have to come back.
Leslie's got lovely breath. I like Leslie breath.
Now I've lost my train of thought, Dan.
And it's the day before her hair wash. She's already not feeling fantastic.
Yeah, I'm not feeling
great. And now you just put the nail in the coffin.
And that's all for Leslie. Are you sure? You're going to remember now that I'm back. I'm gone.
Yes, Les.
Fresh off the tour bus.
No, okay.
Yeah, that is. It's a tour
like
bus.
Like, it was like 3 gigs in a row, and then I woke up.
She just for new peeps in the room. Leslie is gracing us with her presence because she actually used to be the tour kind of manager for all the famous stars.
Yeah,
and so she's used to the big time.
Yeah. We're not big time enough for her.
No, I love it here. It's way more healthy.
And for new peeps in the room, she actually has this cycle where she has the freshly washed hair and she has makeup and clothes to match the freshly washed hair. And every day the hair gets a little oilier. She dresses down and down and down. Well, today this is her troll outfit.
This is troll. Didn't I have a little shout out on Facebook that someone wanted to see a picture of
me?
Yeah,
they wanted to see you.
I'd said that I looked like a troll.
Yeah, they wanted to know what a troll looked like.
Yeah. This is it, right? If you take a picture, I don't want you really to take a picture. Anyway.
No, it's just 3 gigs down. Look, that's it.
Anyway, I feel really bad because last week you said, you got a rookie question, Les, and I feel like I didn't have a rookie question, but here's what I do have.
Okay.
It's a rookie refresher, which I think is great for today because you all just were talking about how you had to go back to your roots because it was starting to foggy and you were, you know, I just feel like this is a relative refresher course.
Rookie refresher,
when
I love
that. When
I
first started here, going on 3 years,
aww.
I've been around, I know.
Wow.
We should have an anniversary.
It's like 3 months.
August the 9th.
3 years?
8th.
Yeah. Oh, precious.
Aren't I wonderful?
Precious friend.
That's
she is
fresh.
Wonderful.
Let's have a party for
Let's
me.
Let's do it.
Anyway.
Wash your hair first, eh?
Yeah.
No, hey, but, mine's worse
no, but
than
seriously,
yours.
I, like Serene said, had been around a lot of pop stars that were following all those crazes, right? So I was subjected to them. Not that I followed them, but it was my job to make sure that there was 5 pounds of carrots because we were going to juice. That's all we're going to do for this, you know. And like, I just was following the crazies subconsciously. So the most memorable thing that you, that I learned from Trim Healthy Mama when I started was the orange juice thing. I was like, what? No way. How can orange juice be bad for you?
Right.
Anyway, also relative, I'm that girl and I don't want to be that girl, but I am that girl that feels like if I see someone drinking an orange juice, especially my partner in crime, Steve, or like, you know,
my recently diabetic
diagnosed pups, I want to tell them that they're doing wrong because I'm that girl, right?
Right. Like
I know it all and I want to educate.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Here's where I need a refresher.
Okay.
I can only get so far with this, like, education, and then I start to, like, well, I don't know, but it is. It just is, you know, because here's my dad's point. Well, how come there's 12 grams of sugar in kefir and, like, kombucha? And I'm like, I don't know.
There's 12 grams of sugar in the milk before it was fermented, you see? And it's like what they say, no trans fat on corn chips. But of course, after the fried, that whole vegetable oil thing is full of trans fats. Fried vegetable oil is trans fat. They're like, no trans fat, corn chips. Well, it wasn't trans fat before they fried them, and it was 12 grams of carbohydrates in the milk before they fermented it.
Yeah, so...
And it's thicker, by the way, and sour.
So
kefir
starts off with milk.
Blood sugar.
That's the ingredient has to be listed. So there's 12 grams of milk sugars in the milk. Okay, or 8, actually. I don't know what it is. But
well, that's Greek yogurt. Has 8.
Yeah, so when you go through the culturing process of kefir, those milk sugars are eaten up, a lot of them. There's still a few left. But that is not what is put on the label.
Right.
You see, so the sugars are eaten up.
So frustrating that... It can't just
and
be
also,
like-
kefir is thicker, even though it's not as thick as yogurt. It is more thick. And we try and, you know, advise people if they're doing it in an S setting to do the double fermented kefir. So all the sugars are eaten up.
But let me give you a refresh on why your dad, your pre-diabetic dad, should not drink orange juice. And, you know, you don't want to nag him and spoil the relationship, but just so he can know.
It's probably better than Coke.
Yeah, but still.
Not for diabetic.
Listen, the fiber goes out of it. So it is pure. All that's left is the pure juice in liquid form. Liquid ignites the blood sugar much faster than a food. A food is slowly metabolized. The liquid goes straight into your bloodstream. Do you know how proper diabetics that have take insulin, like a type 1 or insulin dependent diabetics, they get into, you know, very low blood sugar. The absolute best way for them to get it up is not with honey, not with sugar, not with anything. It's with orange juice.
You know, we have a friend who
hits their bloodstream so fast.
And this is
so
what
fast.
I remember. These are like this is like my fight. This is where I start with my story. Yeah. And I'm like, and did you know, you know.
Well, we had this friend though, Leslie, and she has to have the dog, the working dog for a diabetic issue because it's kind of that situation. And when she gets to the dangerous low, that mother said, I have tried spoonfuls of maple syrup. I've tried her like just on sweetness, just straight real sugar kind of sweetness. Orange juice every time is the only thing that works.
Okay, so follow-up question. All juice, right? All of them. Apple, pear, mango.
Any fruit juice is the same thing because fruits have quite a few fruit sugars. You're taking out the fiber.
And a lot of that fiber is like a pectin too.
Yeah.
And that's which is very, very slow to absorb. So that the particular fiber in a lot of the fruit is a fiber that's very slow to be absorbed.
So fruit juice, all the fiber is gone, so it is straight sugar. It's just intense sugar.
So it's not necessarily like all brands, like there's going to be some brands that then take teaspoons of sugar afterwards and dump it in. But these labels that we're reading, like maybe there's some better companies out there that are doing it, not adding sugar.
Doesn't matter if they're not adding sugar.
No, it's just the
because
juice
they're
itself.
Already,
it's the juice
already
itself.
There.
Even if you go and you fresh squeeze an orange juice, it's the same thing.
And when you look at a label, when you look at a back of an orange juice and it says 12 grams and you look at back of kombucha, 12 grams. How are us rookies supposed to know when it's,
that's why
when
it's not all real
or not? If it's fermented, the ferment had to fuel itself from the sugars and their original ingredients.
If somebody came up with fermented orange juice, let's call it orange juice kombucha, okay?
There you
it
go.
It would say the same thing, but the orange juice kombucha would be so much lower in the sugars inside your body.
So if you're and everything that's fermented should probably say it on the jar, right? That it's fermented.
Yeah, they
so
would.
If you're shopping and you see 12 grams of sugar, but it's a fermented product, you're probably okay.
Probably eating less.
Yeah, you're probably eating less.
But we always like to double ferment our kefir just in case, because we've got people trying to lose weight, so we don't want to like plateau.
It's not to say like. And that's where we get to this whole thing, like, big taboo. You should never drink a glass of orange juice again. Like,
if you're in labor and you like feel like you don't have the energy to push a baby out,
what if that nurse
give you some orange juice?
You know, what if you're a really skinny person that needs some higher sugars sometimes with some fats, you know? I mean, maybe that person
needs
some orange juice.
That's the other thing. When you buy the stuff that has been like diluted from concentrate, that's very acidic on your system because it's not in its alkaline form. It's very acidic.
It's not to say like orange juice is the devil. It's to say that anyone with blood sugar issues or anyone that has weight issues or anything like that, it's best not to.
And also, hey, let's just be frank.
Thanks, ladies.
For sugar, for toddlers that are growing, they say that it's not good for their teeth. It's not good for them at all. It actually still gives them a little sugar spike that says that. Have you heard of juice diarrhea in toddlers?
Yes.
Stops them absorbing their nutrients and everything.
Look at Danny testing his microphone.
It's like old school to give your children juice in a sippy cup now, Pearl. And that's even for the children in their prime of growth.
Oh, would you stop?
So if I was ultra skinny, Pearl, so many times
and she's got nice breath.
Pearl, if I was ultra skinny, listen to me, big sister. If I was ultra skinny and I still needed to like
you are
my
ultra
calories,
skinny.
Listen, I would not do it with orange juice.
No, I wouldn't.
You're still spiking your blood sugar. Yeah. Have you seen skinny people with like definite little tiny cortisol belly?
Well, that's what Danny used to have, remember?
I used to have I was a skinny guy with this bloated chimichanga queso dip
That's what
belly.
Happened when I was a raw foodist. I had a goat belly. Goat belly of roughage.
It's crazy how big your body can swell. My belly was like...
Hey, I've done it 9 times.
I was like a pregnant man. I sucked in. That's why
Did you get stretch marks, Dan?
No stretch
Rubbing
marks.
Rubbing some coconut oil?
Yeah.
I feel like we'd come to an end, don't we?
Whatever. Hey, well... We're glad you tuned in, friendly listener, and we do feel like you're in the living room with us. We feel like we're talking to you, and we hope you feel the same way. And we hope you feel the love emanating from this podcast and from us.
Well, it's true. You're in our living room. Since when do you go to your family's house and prep the subject and point matters? We need to prep for you because you're fam, people.
Because
you're fam, we do you the honor of not prepping. I hope you appreciate it.
It emanates, Gordy. It emanates.
Now, some people would rather us prep, but that's what our books are for.
Yeah, there's a prep. Look, if you want THM prepped, it's there, right?
Yeah, it's
there.
There's
all kinds of prep. We have professional social media people that prep all these wonderful little...
We ain't gonna be prepped none.
Yeah, I wouldn't be here if I had to prep.
This is Unprep.
See ya. Trim off your mom on my way. And then I'll be
trim off your mama to stay. Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.